Phoneboy Speaks, episode 741, Not About the Tools. On episode 18 of Inquisitive, which is Mike Hurley's interview podcast, I think probably the third iteration of it, he had Dave Wiskus on, and they talked about producing video and how there were some differences between producing for audio and video. They talked about the whole podcast, renaissance, and there some of the concerns that were there about about increasing the diversity of voices in podcasting, and I totally on board with that. Right? Is there are way too many shows out there that are just white guys talking about tech, and I'm sorry that I'm just one of those. there were white guys talking about anything. I want to see more types of people producing more types of content and telling more stories, right? I think that's, we got to do that, right? And then they spend way too much time talking about the tools. Personally, the tools are irrelevant. I mean, I think the tools are getting to the point now where you just pick something and you could produce a podcast. I mean, there's a certain amount of minimum skill to do it. And you have to be able to promote it and do things like that. But who cares what you use, right? As long as it's about the content. Again, focusing on the tools and saying you've got to have da 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 da. Well, yeah, maybe, right? But I think if you've got a great story to tell, who cares what you have, right? That's the whole point of making these tools easier and bringing them available to more people, is that more people can tell stories. And that's, I think, what we have to do as podcasters, is encourage other people that might want a podcast to do it. And when you start saying, oh, you got to have this, and this tool, that's a barrier to entry, right? And there's no reason those barriers exist. I feel like by having, we want to have diversity of voices, but at the same time say that you have to have all these tools. I think that's a mixed message, and we need to stop worrying about what people use for their podcasting tools. I mean, I use my iPhone for crying out loud, and it's, as far as I know, and as far as I can tell, it's fine, right? I don't think you need to spend a whole lot of money and a whole lot of time doing this stuff. Okay, the iPhone was expensive, but my point being is that you have to have a certain minimum number of equipment for sure, but quit focusing on the equipment that you're using. Just get your message out there. But also, yeah, tell us, I think in order to get more people interested, it has to be more than just white guys talking about tech. There needs to be, different people, different voices, different things being talked about. If you want to get the mainstream involved, then yeah, Serial kind of captured that particular thing. They captured something general interest, right? If we want to see podcasting grow, we need to get more people involved talking about more things than just tech. Okay. And that's what I think Mike Hurley and Dave Wiskus kind of missed is, focus on the content. Don't focus on how you produce the content, because it almost doesn't matter. As long as you get it out there and you'll get better and just keep pumping it out, because eventually you're going to get good at it. I mean, hopefully I've gotten better at it as I've done this. I'm up to 741 episodes. You think I might've learned a couple things about doing a podcast by this point. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.